So we are on page 384, Kuf Tzadi Beis Mabez, Shim Nesimen Shin Mem Aleph, which is Het in the Dharma Shabbos, undoing, permitting vows on Shabbos. Vayikim L'sifim, there's three paragraphs. Sif Aleph says in Mechaber, Matirim the Dharma Shabbos, one could be Matir and Neder, one could undo a Neder on Shabbos. Im Heim L'tzarech HaShabbos, if it's necessary for Shabbos. Kigan Shonodosh Le'lecha, let's take a vow not to eat. It's not a drink. Even though he had opportunity to permit it before Shabbos, he could still do it on Shabbos. But regarding a husband, he could nullify the vows of his wife, even if it's not necessary for Shabbos. The reason is, if he doesn't do that for today, he's limited with a day, and he's not going to be able to be made for it anymore. So therefore, it's necessary to do it right now. If it's a need for Shabbos, but not for Shabbos need. Even if you didn't have opportunity to do it beforehand, you cannot be matter another Shabbos. Because you could be matter after Shabbos. But why should we put in this effort on Shabbos for nothing? The Sharatzin Oisalf actually brings that. That's from the Ran Lubor. She's in Yerdei Rishchav Chas. The reason is given because of Mimtzichav Tzicha, which is like you're not supposed to be engaged with your own objectives. He says, look at the Prima Gadim. He says, Mr. Further, he says, well, then same thing is in Hula Tzarech Mitzvah. If it's for a mitzvah purpose, Gam Kimatim, you could also permit it off Bisha in the Tzarech Shabbos, and even if it's not for a Shabbos need. Which the Sharatzin Ois Beis says that from the Chayotim says that it sounds like from the Ramah. So L'chayra, that's only according to the reason that's written in Yerdei, because that's Chavte Shemaim, that's not Mimtzichav Tzicha. Because it's a tzarech mitzvah. The truth is, even according to the reason of tircha, it's also permitted. Says, look at previously Simchat Shalom Gimel that they permitted a tircha because of a tzarech mitzvah. So that would also permit according to both reasons. Sif katan beis. So for example, let's take a neder shaloi lecha not to eat pirush hayoyim. He's not eating today because the Sharatzin Ois Gimel says if it was totally, then actually the neder wouldn't take effect because that's a neder shav that you can't never eat. Not necessarily that he took a vow totally, he's not eating and drinking at all. Just take a vow, you know what, I'm swearing off, no more meat, no more wine. For that also, you could permit the neder. But the Sharat Sinai's Dalit says, and it's logical, the same thing is other things that, let's say, he usually has Oynik Shabbos with, a certain type of fish, or who knows, whatever. So look at the Eli Rabbi and the Mashal, that's obvious, like what we're saying. So look at Prima Gadin, that he's not sure. If someone took a neder from eating some type of fruits or beverage, would that be the same thing? Anything that, like, you know, he enjoys, would that be same to consider Oynik Shabbos? But I'll compound him if it's from Echilis Basr Tisya, and says, Mishra Gamkin Matim, for that also you can be matted in the Dabazah Mitzvah Shabbos. That's a Mitzvah Shabbos to have meat and wine. But then, same thing is, I'm not a little bit shmabash like Tzarech Hayim. He said, I'm not wearing suits, I'm not wearing ties anymore, I'm not whatever, like a garment that you have to wear on Shabbos. Gamkin Shari is also going to be permitted to be matted in the Nether. He says, I'm be your day, look at your day, the mashma, it sounds like the what then? Same thing is, I'm not a shalom lishim Shabbos. If he's talking neder not to sleep on Shabbos, Shabbos, I hail a talk. How could I sleep? I'm going to learn only the whole Shabbos. Gam kinach, the same thing is like that. The material that we've made of him, the zel gam kinach tenugi Shabbos, it's also from the pleasures of Shabbos. Im rog b'kach, if he's accustomed to that, the Sharatin Ishei brings that, because there it sounds like in your day that it depends what's oynig Shabbos. As Simri Shadik, we see that according, like for one, someone that's used to something, that's included oynig, and it's looking prima godim, so therefore that you'd be able to mount to that also. Simkot and Gimel. Now, the husband, we say, he could be made for Nidri Ishtri, the vows of his wife, even if it's not Latzarech HaShabbos. But the same thing is Avla Bitenara, a father for his daughter that's a Naira, between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. Isav Yeridei, Simri Shlamadal, and Siv Chabidalad, the Kshamev B'Shabbos, that, okay, and the reason why we said it is because he's limited. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he's going to be stuck. But Maisa, when he does that far on Shabbos, Lo Yomala Mufalichi, he shouldn't say, oh, it's nullified for you, like he says during the weekday. Ella rather mefer, he nullifies it, and he nullifies the vow in his heart. And he says, go eat, go drink. Like, in other words, in his heart, he nullified already. So it's implicit. Now it's obvious, if the husband doesn't know yet about the net that his wife took, and it's not for Shabbos need, better don't tell him about it on Shabbos until after Shabbos. That he won't have to nullify on Shabbos when he hears about it, because it's only b'yom hashmiyah that he's limited to. For then, something is him not jealous man. If let's say she took a neder for a limited amount of time, but Zman called the Shabbos, and the time is ending on Shabbos. Eim Rishay Lo Hafei is not a nullify. If it's not related to Tzarek Shabbos, give me the Lomach Hashari. Anyways, tomorrow's going to be permitted. Lo Meyasa Davish Lo Tzarekim. Why would he do something that's unnecessary for Shabbos? V'damal L'Shel Z'Nedarim, and it's similar to requesting for Nedarim. Shal Aslahata that you now let it be matter. Hechashad Davish Lo Tzarek Shabbos, where it's not for a Shabbos need. Sivkot and Dalad. But in general, he can be made for, because if he doesn't do it today, he's not going to be able to be made for. Because he can only nullify on the day that he hears specifically. It's like b'yem shema on the day that he hears. If he on Shabbos, even if he hears on Shabbos, something like hashecha, close to when it's right before dark, couldn't see Shabbos before Shabbos over. Mutlof, he's allowed to nullify. This man for us will have meisleis. Doesn't get a 24-hour period. He'll oisay him alad only that day. If he is at night, then yeah, he can do it the whole night and the whole day of Shabbos. But if he is by during the daytime, even right before by Shabbos time, in the headlock, he's not going to be permitted to be made for Elokai Malayla. So therefore, he's allowed to do it, even though it's almost Shabbos over.
So Beis, me shenish balasas malacha plainis adman plainis. If someone swore to do a certain type of activity until a certain amount, until a certain time. And he didn't have an opportunity to do it. Until the last day of that date. And that day comes at Shabbos. Now he has openings to permit his neder that he doesn't violate what he swore. He could ask the chacham to undo that even on Shabbos. It says Mishpur Sivkotin. Hey, but Shabbos it comes out on Shabbos. And that malacha. Yeah, so go ahead and do that. No, who dabash aslas by miyem Shabbos? Something that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So he's going to be violating if he doesn't undo it. So kind of yesh lebesachim, and he has openings. More than same thing is true. There's the filim ainloy pesach. Even if it doesn't have an opening, which is meant to explain that that it's like a loophole, a caveat. No, elcharat mikach lechod. He just all he has is regret. But it was a valid neder. Gam gematir on the way also permitted for him kadesh shleiv al nedrus. The permission so that he doesn't violate his neder. Achbemis, but in truth, Allah Yochel Lasa Mecharot to Gufa Pesach. True, that you can make from the regret as an opening. The Shailen, could they ask him? Iloh Yedeh, had he known Sheischarat Lebesayif Al Nidre, that ultimately he's gonna regret at the end for his vow for his Al Nidre Al Shabbosah or for his now or for his vow. For his oath or vow. Would he have originally taken upon himself such an oath or a vow? And he responds, no, Matir, like they permitted him to come aboard, and this is explained by your days of Mishchav Ches, Sivzain Baga in the Ramah. Sivkot Zain, and therefore you could be Shayel Afil Bashabas, Shem Lo Yetir Lo Yom Mishchav, because if you don't permit him to take his oath, Yabba, Allah Yechal Dabar is going to violate of not to desecrate his word, which is the violation of another. Siv Gimel. No gula hatu chermi akol b'Shabbos. The custom is to permit an excommunication of the community on Shabbos. Ava pisha in l'tzav Shabbos, even though it's not for Shabbos. Need says Rambam va'en l'el siv simin shinvav. Says Mishpuch with there that talks about things that what is appropriate to be done on Shabbos. Siv kan ches she'in l'tzav Shabbos, even though it's not for a Shabbos need. L'fi she'in derech liyas kenufi al b'Shabbos. Because the truth is the norm is that you only have big gatherings. Everyone coming to shul on Shabbos, and if they don't permit him for him, people are not going to gather in another way, another day. He's not going to have an undoing because you have to have the community there. And therefore, it's like a vow of his wife, the Shari, that basically says that we see that's permitted because it's necessary and there's no other way. So to over here, which tradition 15 brings that there he writes that even though it sounds like from the Ramah, but that only Chermi Tzibur, the excommunication of the community, we permit on Shabbos. However, there are from the Rishayim in Britain, that they hold that even the excommunication that a Tzibur made to a Yachid, you'd allow to permit on Shabbos because since in a weekday an individual cannot gather easily the whole community to permit it for him, and it concludes that that's an Achrayim Marmitzad Lahalacha, that even that would be permitted. The Be'alocha and the V'maschel Afa Bishoy Le'Pnei Latim, even though he had opportunity to permit it the neder before Shabbos, still he could do it on Shabbos. Now it's logical that L'Ketchila, of course, a person should do the Hafara nullifying before Shabbos. But for the effort, after the fact, we don't penalize him because of this, and you can do it on Shabbos. The V'maschel B'Lein is Damaloi, that he didn't get an opportunity to do the Malacha that he swore he's going to do until the last day, which is the last day that Malacha is now on Shabbos. But if it's possible to do from before Shabbos, then yeah, of course he has to do from before Shabbos, that he doesn't have to be matur his neder on Shabbos, as a machzah shekel, look over there. However, it seemed to me, said the Be'alocha, after the fact, we permitted for him in all situations, even if he shouldn't have done like this. similar to the Reisha, to be permitted to him, even though he had an opportunity to permit from before Shabbos, and we don't say Balin is Daman, only because the Ketchila, if he does have an opportunity from beforehand, then it's forbidden for him to be negligent, to do and to rely on the support that you know, he'll be matured the next day. Some of the dear shoes. Dear shoe number one. Nedarim that are Leterech Shabbos. The Melech HaShlemis writes that not only could you be matred, but it is even a mitzvah of that because of Kavod Shabbos. And the one who takes the vow shouldn't say that, oh, better to be stringent not to be Shalom on Shabbos. But to make Nedarim on Shabbos, the Tshuva Shalom Eishiv writes that that's permitted, as it sounds like in the Mishnah, Nedarim, that find Vom Beis, Nodra Belil Shabbos, which made the Nedar on Friday night. Dish number two, regarding the Tefillah of Kol Nidre on the night of Yom Kippur, Ramah writes in Tofer Yeshua Test that you should say it from before it gets dark. Mishmur writes over there that the reason is because it's similar a little bit to Hataras Nadarim, which you don't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This girl's holds, and that's how it's written, Sefer Shezeh HaShulchan, that for this reason, you don't have to be makbid to say Kol Nidre before Shkia only the first time. Because the other two additional times, you can say after Shkia because already in the first time you read to Yitzchak. And this, so we add on to say another two times. That's only because of strengthening as brought by Yisrael over there, and that's how it sounds like from the Mate Ephraim and the Elf Lamata over there. Now, if someone has two Nadarim, one is permitted to be Mata on Shabbos, and the other one not to be Mata on Shabbos. Shlomazam is not sure if the Chacham give Mata the second Nadar, parenthetical to the being hat to the first nether. Shubas Arisa Chuba, he writes that according to those who hold that the reason why the Issa Hatas Nadarim Shabbos is because it looks like as if you're making a din on Shabbos as brought later on, then you mean you're allowed to be matter the two Nadarim together as one, because since we're permitting everything with one word, you're not adding on the special sitting of Hatar for the nether that's forbidden. Look up the R over there that he discusses if you're allowed to do this according to the other reasonings of the Issa Hatas Nadarim Shabbos. Now, someone's going to Kabbalah Shabbos. And he wants to be matir neder in front of three people that were not yom kippur Shabbos. Tshuva Shel Meshav writes, you're allowed to do that because it appears to him that the reason why it's forbidden to be matir neder on Shabbos is because it looks like a din. Now that only that applies on those who are being matir and the dayanim. They weren't mekabel Shabbos yet. And that's written Tshuva Tzera L'Shma. That's like the way the Ran, which is brought later on in the Shart Sin Sekhan Alf, that the reason why the Isra is not like the way it's written in Mishabur, that the reason because of Tirchat Shabbos, because then this would be even on the one who took the neder, that it's his Tirchat, not on the, so to speak, dayanim. Dish number three, but the Eved, if the Umatar on Shabbos Nadarim that are not for the Tzarech Shabbos, even though you don't have with the Hatar Tzarech Mitzvah, Ritva writes that the Nedar is going to be permitted, and the Kavachayim adds on that sounds like even from Lashon Shulchan Aruch and Simchon Lamates Sivdal. Dish number four, when there's a concern that maybe the one who took the Nedar is going to violate his Nedar if you're not going to be Matar to him, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's possible that it's permitted to be Matar him the Nedar on Shabbos because even preventing the Nedar from violating his Nedar is also considered a Tzarech Mitzvah. And the reason that there's no Hatras Nadarim that's considered as a Tzarech Mitzvah because of the Mitzvah that you have to be Shoyal on the Nadarim itself, as the Gemara says in Nadarim Nachov Beis HaMikdash, that someone who took a Nedar is like as if he built a private altar out of the Beis HaMikdash, and if he fulfills it and he's not Matar, it's like as if he brought Karbonis, and that's called a sinner. So to be Shoyal should be a Mitzvah. Any Nedar, someone explains that since you can be matured after Shabbos, so then permitting on Shabbos is not considered Tzarech Mitzvah. Moreover, that since he's forced based on the Chacham not to be matur, so there's no Isser that now he's maintaining the Nedar. However, if he makes a Nedar for a limited time, that during Shabbos the time is going to be completed and then the Nedar is going to be fulfilled, that he did it, someone writes that it seemed that it's permitted for him to be Shoyal on the Nedar on Shabbos because since he wants to save himself from fulfilling a Nedar, that's considered as a Tzarech Mitzvah. Dish number five. So the Shartzi had brought that your day, it's the reason because mitzvah chavtzecha. That's why you can't be matur a neder on Shabbos. An additional reason for this is the Ran writes in Masechet Nedarim Daf Ayin Zayin that since you need for the Taras Nedarim a chacham or three regular people, it looks like it was if you're making a din Torah on Shabbos and you're not done in on Shabbos, as with Mishmur wrote in Simon Shin Lamatez Sivkun Yirat. Now, for this reason, writes Supreme Agadim that it's forbidden to be matur Nedarim on Shabbos, even with Tzarech Mitzvah. Because it doesn't make a difference. It's a din. It's us. Mitzvah chavtzecha would make sense because chavtzeh shemayim. Tzitzur b'kveiga asks, according to this reason, why are there nedarim that it's forbidden for the husband to be made to his wife on Shabbos? But since you don't need a chacham of that or three regular people, so it doesn't look like you're doing a din. A husband's halacha of hafara is very different than halacha of hatara of a chacham. There's number six. If someone ate on Shabbos and afterwards he made a neder not to eat that anymore on Shabbos, Tzavtan's Paneach, the Rugged Chavah writes, that he not matter his neder on Shabbos, and he brings a raya from the words of the Mefarish and the Dharm, the Vayin Zayin, which is like the Rashi over there, and that's written in Chubash El Meshav, that regarding the hafar of the husband, the vows of his wife, that if the woman made a neder after she ate on Shabbos, that's not considered eating a nefesh, and being made for that neder is not a tzarech Shabbos because you don't have a chiv to eat all day of Shabbos. Dish number seven, the source that to drink wine and to eat meat, you let it be matzah because it's a mitzvah on Shabbos. The source for this halacha, the Magen Maimer writes, the words of Taisus and Eben Aflam and the Mabez, that you write regarding Erev Techumen for wine for a Nazir, that since drinking the wine is considered Tzarech Shabbos, a Nazir can be Shailan as Nazirus for that purpose, so it's permitted for him to utilize wine for the Tzarech of Erev Techumen, even though it has to be something that he could use, which he could, because he could be Shail. Now, Tashagal explains that even though Taisus doesn't write this only on wine, however, the same halacha would be Basar with mead, that just like a mitzvah to drink wine, and Shabbos, so to admit to eat meat on Shabbos, that's the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simrishnan, and Surf Beis, that to be Marbib on Shabbos, Basar and wine according to what he could. Dish number 8, the Sharatzin had written that it's logical, the same thing as other things, that the norm is to have Einik Shabbos. So too, if the neder was not to eat from bread that he normally eats on Shabbos, for example, challah or something like that, the Chubas Yehudi Yala writes that even though it's possible to eat regular bread, not challah, the way people eat during the week, however, it's permitted to be not matter such a neder on Shabbos, because since this bread was made specifically for Kavod Shabbos and to have Einik and pleasure from it, it's for sure considered it's achila, it's eating as a Tzarech Shabbos. So too, if he made a neder not to learn on Shabbos or not to stroll, Kor Chaim writes that it's possible to be matter such a neder on Shabbos. Dish number 10, Hatasna Dharma Shabbos for other people. I mean, Iri writes in Mesechta Nedarim that you could say the way you say during the weekday, because this wording of Kli Vachli, go and eat, is only for a father or husband, that the daughter or the woman is in their domain. And since they have Mevatel Nedar in their heart, they could tell them in the command, you should go eat, which is not the case for other people. Now, the reason of the changing of the wording from weekday to Shabbos, Lebush writes in Yerideya, that's because of Kavod Shabbos, not Mevatel Nedar on Shabbos in the same wording as used during the weekday. In the Chiddush Rabbein Avraham in Ha'ar, and in the Masechta Nedarim, he writes that the Lashon of Tli Vachli, go take and eat, it's a covet of Shabbos, because you're giving them the food in front of her, or you're telling her that she should eat a covet Shabbos. And he adds on that for sure this wording would be effective also during the weekday. And so too regarding the wording of the Hafara, by other Nedarim that the husband makes for his wife, or the father makes for his daughter on Shabbos, the Pesach Dvir, which is brought in the Kavod Chaim, writes that, according to the reasoning of Labush, that you should change it not to say the nusach that you say during the weekday mufalach, rather you should say l'chila makom ahu, go to that place, or asik kavikal, go and do such and such. But in the chacham is matan darman Shabbos for other people, the Pesach Dvir writes that you don't have to change the wording of that Torah for Kavod Shabbos, because since you're not matan darman only for Tzarech Shabbos, for example, eating and drinking and things like that, if that's the case, that itself is already recognized more of the Kavod of Shabbos, you don't have to change the wording. Dish number 11, Chiddush Aran asks Masechta Shabbos of Kofen and Zayin, why is it permitted for a husband to be made for the Nedarim of his wife on Shabbos when there is no Tzarech Shabbos? Even if you're going to wait till after Shabbos, the woman can be matur haneder through a chacham. So you don't have to do hafar. He answered that since people don't want to be disgracing their wife through a taras chacham, the chacham permitted the husband to be made for the Nedar on Shabbos. Look at Pima Gun, Mishmat says, Naira Marasa, a betrothed Naira, that's engaged, that her father heard from her vow and he nullified it. The Shalman the Dharma writes himself in his Dharma, Taisa Shabbos, they have to also notify the chassan that she's engaged to, because since the halach is that of via barusa, you need both of them to be made for the haneder on that same day. Dish number 12, if someone's makabel Shabbos early Shabbos, and wants to be made for a haneder before it's dark, a neder that he heard from her before his makabel Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah writes, it's logical that regarding this, it's considered like Erev Shabbos, and can be made for. Yeah, it's something that you have to look into this a little bit, because since we're in makabel Shabbos, it's considered already for him already after Yom Shammai, and he cannot be made for the neder anymore. Dish number 13, if he heard her neder before Shabbos, and wants to be made for it by Bein Hashmashes, twilight of that day, Pim Gan writes that he cannot be made for a neder, because the time of a forest and neder is up until Shkei Zacham, until the sun sets. Now then, the Sefer Gnu in the Dorim, in Yerideya, and the Sefer in the Dizvizin, he writes the Lemaisa Tarachin that it requires further analysis. Dish number 14, even if we said that you can matter so that a person doesn't violate his neder, now even if he's going to violate his oath, he could afterwards subsequently be shoyl and to exempt himself, as Baruch Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Sim Rishu L'Mechaz. Tehillah answers, since the Chiddush is forbidden to do that, so they permitted to be shoyl on the Shavuot on Shabbos, not wait till he violates and then do it after Shabbos itself.